Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lots to come this morning, but next up, something a lot of folks wait on. You can hear the sound of radios all around Central Texas clicking in because they know it's time for the Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Precision Camera and Video, Schwartner Farm and Ranch. Morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. All right, if you're into the world of financing, it's going to be dizzying today. The Dow Jones 200 down in heavy selling before they even open the door. There's going to be a key inflation reading this morning. I guess they've already baked it in, but we'll see. But either way, market's been going pretty crazy. It's been down 1,000 this week, then it went back up a little bit.
Well, wait a minute.
Now this morning it's going down.
Help me, because I quit watching it 24 hours ago. I wasn't really watching it, except it was in the news. The NASDAQ is now on a streak of down days. It hadn't happened since the 1940s. No, this is the Dow Jones is. But the NASDAQ, as of a couple of days ago, was still setting records. Is the whole market down now?
It's well, because of different stocks. Let's see. Yeah, this is going up. NASDAQ is up. Dow Jones is having
since the 40s.
Great times. Well, but it's never been as high as it is now either. Ever. You know, so it's called, losing 1,000 points today is not like losing 1,000 points when your top end was 18 or something like that. So it's just a rock and roll financial world. It's all good, but let's just keep an eye on it. I was very struck yesterday and didn't really see this coming. Neil Cavuto, that was his last day. He's gone. And he was one of my favorite.
No, he got announced early in the day yesterday. There was no warning.
No, and he did his last show yesterday. Goodbye.
And everybody had on said, "Oh, Neil, we're going to miss you," and that was it.
Yep. Most of the people that follow this stuff on the inside say that he was believed to have been offered a new deal at the channel, but he didn't accept it.
He apparently did say, and I didn't see it, that his contract was due to be renewed like in the next week or two, and then he just made the decision to go ahead and retire. It sounds like there's more to the story.
But it was a pay cut, and all these anchors are getting it. Wahoda's leaving the Today Show. They cannot afford. Here's an example. You know, they get maybe, let's see what their normal thing is. They're about 1 or 2 million people during the day to watch, like a Kelly Clarkson, 1 or 2 million people watching
the
show.
Much more than CNN has in prime time.
Oh, CNN has hundreds of thousands. That's it. But remember, they're worldwide, too. And that's what people keep leaving out, the fact that they're on TVs all over the globe, and that's through a subscription in many cases. So they're still fine, but they're in their United States, they're not particularly doing well. But you see, an MSNBC has been sold. All this stuff is changing because of digital. I had a post this week, one particular post, and I'm not going to tell you what it was because everybody want to go do it. But I did one particular post, and it is up to 5 million. 5 million views. That's more than Neil Cavuto got last week for one post. That's how big this digital stuff has gotten. I've had 10 million views in the last 28 days. That's a lot. That's a real lot. And I'm a peepsqueak in this. The people who are the real serious people that are making big-time money, they're getting God knows how many millions. The people have moved to digital. It's just simple. That's why a lot of us are on where we are, because digital is the thing. And it's the apps, it's the streaming. You know, I was talking to people. I used to give music as a gift for Christmas. It was my easy go-to thing. Albums, CDs, later DVDs, and later LaserDisc, even later. I would give them tickets, go buy a ticket somewhere, and I'd wrap it up and give them a ticket. Well, you can't really do most of any of that stuff now. In fact, if you bought somebody a ticket to something, most 99% of the time it's not a ticket. It's some kind of barcode or something, and in some cases it's not transferable. So that's out the window. And I don't have a vinyl player here, and I just learned 2 days ago that I don't have a DVD player. I've got to fix that. The two DVD players I had for my Apple computers, they don't work on some of the new operating systems or something. I don't know. So I've had to regroup and going to have to buy that. But this is 5 albums for people who don't like all the Post Malone stuff and you miss country music. So I put down 5. Eric, see how I do on this.
All right.
If I was going to give out something for someone to explore that they probably didn't have. First one would be Zach Top. I think this guy has got, women are going crazy over him. I know of one in Monroe, Louisiana, said she was melting while he was opening for Lainey Wilson the other day. So they say he's a cutie, and they like what he sings. Okay. Number 2, Luke Combs' album, Fathers and Sons. I think that album was overlooked because of the heavy emphasis on Jelly Roll and Post Malone and MGK and all that kind of music on country stations. This might have been too country for most, and it didn't have a lot of super hits on it. Number 3, Cody Johnson's album. The only thing Cody, and a lot of people do have this album, but if you don't, people need to discover Cody Johnson because he's the real deal. But the one thing he lacks, and this is what's happened with a lot of Texas artists that I've watched over the years, they lack an anthem, a on the road again, like Willie Nelson had, or Friends in Low Places by Garth. Cody needs an anthem, some sing-along anthem that'll take him to the next level. The next one is one that I don't like, I don't understand, and I don't relate to, but I recommend it. Zach Bryan's Great American Bar Scene, if only to try to listen to it and see if you understand where it's coming from. If you are an Eric Church fan or a Bruce Springsteen fan, then you probably like Zach Bryan. Cowboys and Dreamers, this album, and to me, George Strait's always going to be in style, but I think, in the world of Post Malone and all that, it has trouble competing in that area. So I would recommend the new George Strait album. So how did I do on those 5?
You did great. That's an incredible top 5, to be honest.
I was going to say, who wrote that for you, Jimmy? That's pretty hip.
I did myself.
That's pretty hip, brother. I'm impressed.
But I don't get Zach Bryan, but I don't get Eric Church either.
I remember the first time we brought up Jelly Roll to you. And now you're like, man, this guy's...
I don't want to look at Jelly Roll, but in fact, Jelly Roll, talks about how he had a bad health year. He was 70 of 90 days on tour. He was on antibiotics. He also said that he had a root canal in the middle of the tour, and one day he went to the dentist, the oral surgeon, did the surgery, pulled up to the venue, walked in, walked on stage. He said, my mouth was numb. I did the first 3 songs feeling like slobber was coming out of my face.
I can't imagine that.
So that's Jelly Roll. But no, I think I respect that he's got a message that's really good. I do like that, but I'm not into this. No, I would never listen to that at home or in the car.
You think Jelly's got any staying role over the next couple of years?
I think Jelly Roll...
He'll be done with country and move on.
He might be okay next year.
Right.
I think he might go do something else after that.
Yeah.
He may go into television or go into some kind of digital thing.
I would be surprised to see a guy go into a really hip ministry. I'm serious.
I think so.
I think he's already in the ministry.
Yeah.
I think he's in the middle of the biggest ministry I've seen.
God does He could do what the guy does in Houston. What's his name? That does the summit?
Oh, Joel Osteen?
Joel Osteen. If somebody wanted to get around Jelly Roll and do something, he could do, I think, that big a thing every Sunday. Yeah. If he wanted to,
I think that's what he's doing.
What he's doing is walking the walk and talking the talk.
He's bringing people to the tent that were disenfranchised. This is my opinion, and that are coming, and he's ministering them the only way he knows with that music. But he's not preaching to them. But he's preaching. Right. That's
name,
clear.
Name the big artist though, the Boot Campaign guy,
Granger Smith.
Granger Smith. Just said, you know, I mean, yeah. Top of the heap, man. Just in Nashville, he's got record deals, number one. He says, you know what? I'm gonna preach gospel full time. You know, that's it.
Well, Granger had some personal things.
Losing a kid will do that to you,
Jelly.
Yeah,
but Granger was not in the star department of Jelly Roll, not even within.
Well, shoot, you're right about that.
Crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Jelly Roll is up there in the Super A list right now, whether we like him or not, or whether he's doing right or wrong. He just is.
I'm really impressed.
He was
with
on everything this year, from Saturday Night Live.
He's a great singer, too. Eric is so inspirational, but I remember when I first saw him. You know, here's this guy comes out here in Austin, actually, on the CMT Awards. He's winning awards. Nobody knew who he was. And he's, you know, 500 pounds, and he's got
shocking.
He's got so many tattoos on his face, you can't even see where his nose is. And
well,
I said,
Post Malone does as well.
Yeah,
and I have trouble with that.
Billy Strings, let's name five others, yeah.
Strings didn't have any.
It's not Strings?
No.
Yeah, he's got something. Got piercings and stuff. Billy Strings?
I will agree with you on Zach Top. I think he's next. He's going to be a superstar.
He needs to be 20% more commercial.
Yeah. He just comes from grass.
I think he can.
He's such a grasser, though. I don't know commercials. But
look at Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs was not commercial.
Right.
And then he did Heartbroke and did a couple of songs like that, which really is not his true style. But it's the pop version of what he did. And then he got to be a big star. So sometimes you have to go in a little bit away from what you do. You know, it's like Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton's a blues guitar player. That's the only thing he likes. But he did other stuff and became very famous, and then he just kind of reverted back to playing the blues. Don McLean got a gold and a platinum record this week, which was interesting, for a song called Vincent. And I talked to some guy this morning. He's a younger dude. He had never heard of the song. Some people call it Starry, Starry Night. It's the story of Vince Van Gogh.
Yeah, wasn't that a Cat Stevens song?
No. Don McLean.
It was Don McLean. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yep, yep.
Number one, 1971. Yeah. And just now going golden platinum.
Starry, starry night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a quick programming note, Jimmy Carter, of course, will be with us on our annual Friends of the Friends Christmas Eve show. That's going to be Monday between 6 and 10, Jimmy Carter's regular time, and co-hosting with Jimmy's segment on Monday, a good friend of the show, Jim Swartner. We'll see you then on Monday. In the meantime, the wrap-up on the Friday report.
All right, well, the big story, obviously, is the government possible shutdown. Who knows? And some of the Democratic talking points, I don't know if you've dialed around and tried to listen to it, but do you know what they are? Like one of the Bain ones?
Yeah.
They're calling him President Musk.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They know that'll get to Trump.
Misunderstood your question, but yeah. The guy that's leading the charge, and I guess this is when he really fires up nationally, our local guy, Chip Roy, who's supposed to be on our Friends of the Friend show Monday, but yeah, we'll see.
We don't know what they're going to do. But the Democrats are calling it President Musk. They all are doing it because they get this handout sheet, I think, because no one can be on the same page unless they're getting talking points. And they're getting talking points. That's one of them. You know, now they're trying to say that he's going to be the Speaker of the House. I didn't know this, but I was going to do some more homework, that the Speaker of the House does not have to be a member of Congress.
You know, I had never heard such a thing. I read that. I guess, though, the constitutionally, you know, there's another thing. They're talking about Elon Musk. This is a narrative has gotten quite loud, too, that if something happens to Donald Trump, or maybe even a second term, that he can't run for because this will be his second term, the candidate would be J.D. Vance, Vice President Elon Musk. I kid you not. Wait a minute. You can't be president of the United States if you weren't born in the United States. But Maybe constitutionally, it's just a succession of power. If he couldn't be, then it goes to the Speaker of the House.
Or something. It'll be a mess either way. But, yeah, if they're going to – they're poking the bear with Trump on that one. Poking the bear. So, you know, they may poke the bear hard enough where he'll make Elon Musk Speaker of the House. And that would really make their heads fly off.
Well, now, technically, he can't do that. He does have the power to persuade all the Republicans to do it, perhaps. But
well, they could do something. You don't know. I mean, Trump's pretty powerful.
He told them to vote for this thing last night. He signed off on the new version, and they still didn't do it.
Well, the new version was including it's in the weeds about the budget, about the
spending,
debt ceiling.
Spending.
And that's kicking the can down the road on that. And then also he was killing the demos and everybody else's pay hike of $6,000 or something like that and a couple of other things. But, yeah, I mean, they're scaring everybody to death saying the Army isn't going to get paid and they're going to go hungry, and which some of that's not true. And some of it, they're going to get paid one way or the other, but some people apparently live in so close to the edge that they don't get their check on that day. Mortgage payments go bad and everything else. So,
by the way,
I hope they get it together today.
I saw a list this morning. I have it somewhere I think it's roughly 32 Republicans that kept this continued resolution from happening. And the highest profile name on there, the biggest name of the 32, is our friend Chip Roy. So, FYI.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing, the FAA has put a temporary ban on drone flights over areas of New York and New Jersey. And they should have done this way back weeks ago and said, we're going to do a 24-hour shutdown of drone flights, and let's see if we see any tonight. You know, and they've done something like that. But now they're doing it, and we'll see where it's going to go. So there's a lot more to this drone story than,
if you got a second,
than we're getting allowed to.
Just a second. Earlier this morning, I was covering a bunch of the same news you're talking about in the early segments in 6 o'clock. And I said, but you know what happened, Eric? We went 24 hours, and I didn't hear a word about the dang drones. And he said, oh, no, you didn't hear Joe Biden finally addressed it. I said, no, I didn't. Eric said, I watched it last night. He said, you couldn't understand him. And he did have some kind of sit-down thing, but it wasn't there. They caught him on one of those deals, walking to the helicopter or coming out of the helicopter. Listen, here's just a 10 seconds. See if you can understand what he's saying.
There's a lot of drones authorized up there. I think one started, and they all got it. Everybody's wanting to get in the deal. But we're following closely.
There's a lot of drones up there. I think one started, and everybody wanted to get in the deal.
A lot of people want to get into the deal. You know, I got him. I can speak Biden now. I'm doing good.
Where I pulled it up on Sky News, when he talked, they actually put the script up as if it were another language.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the deal.
Oh, Lord.
All right. No, that's my deal. You guys have a great weekend. Texas plays Clemson. We'll be watching.
That's right. 3 o'clock tomorrow. And, well, we'll text you when we win. How's that?
Yes, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy Carter again, who'll be back Monday. Thanks.
Who's Alabama point? Never mind.
Alabama, boy, I tell you.
I waited until he was off to say that.
They're having their problems there now because their athletic director, Greg Byrne, I think. Not to be confused with Bill Byrne, used to be the athletic director. They called him Dollar Bill over at Texas A&M. But anyway, he's just flat been honest with the public. He says, look, we're the mighty Alabama, but we can't raise the kind of money these other big schools like Texas can do. And y'all are going to just have to ante up or we ain't going to be a power anymore. Ooh, that's humbling, isn't it?
Well, now all the universities are allowed to spend some of that money. Like Tech, $20 million Tech next year.
Not enough. Well, it'd be, maybe. What's that conference? I heard it.
Big 12? 12?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Also brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch. And, of course, Prime Bank of Texas. Make every stage of your life prime. Well, why not? 802. More to come with Eric and Bob here on 5 days from Christmas. That's it is. And by the way, winter officially arrives in Austin and the rest of the world, this part of the hemisphere anyway, tomorrow. More with weather and an information update coming your way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.